Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for giving this opportunity once again to stand in your midst. God is good and his mercy endures forever. As Pastor called and said to give the youth message, I was praying and the Lord gave me a message which I would like to share with you. But before that, do you remember, children, what was spoken by Renoy brother last week? Very good. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Yes, our God is a good God. There's no doubt about that. But as for those children who did not attend the Sunday school, there was a lot of confirmation with when I was sitting there. I attended only the last part, 10 or 15 minutes of the Sunday school, the adult Sunday school. Pastor was talking about many things which really coincided, and that gave me a confidence that this is a message that God gave me, and it is for sure that God wants to speak to us through this message. So for today's meditation, we'll just turn the Bibles to Psalm 119, verse 9. One of you can read it. Psalm 119, verse 9. Good, thank you, yes. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we humbly come to your presence, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord Master, for this word, Lord Master. Lord, you alone speak to us, Lord Master. Lord, let your word, Lord Master, come and, Lord, be expounded, and let it be a blessing to everyone here. And also, Lord, we pray, Lord Master, cover me under your cross and let only what you will come out of my mouth. Thank you, Lord Father, for everything you have done. Take the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here we can see the Bible states like this. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. That's some translations as one person read. By living according to your word. The Bible states, it's very important for a person to keep his way pure before the Lord. You can see, especially, it's a big struggle for young people. That's why here it says, how can a young man cleanse his way? So this doesn't limit only to the young people. It limits to all individuals, to all believers. How can we keep ourselves pure? That is the message today. How can one keep oneself pure? When we read the Bible, God desires that we should be pure before him. God desires that we be holy before him. When you read the Bible carefully, in Romans chapter 12 verse 1, it says like this. It says, let your bodies be presented as holy and acceptable to God. So holiness is so important. One day when Jesus was telling a parable, he said, there was a wedding banquet. And there were a lot of people, unworthy people were invited inside. But what he saw a person without a wedding garment. And you know what he did? He told that person has to go out, and he had to be bound and put into the uttermost parts, uttermost depths of the hell. The reason why was, the wedding garment also depicts holiness. In other words, without holiness, no one can please God. It's very important for young people or old people, for every one of us, that we need to have a holy life. So that, because without God is not, God's nature will not change. Man can change. We change after some time. When I was in India, my perspectives were different. But when I'm here, my perspectives are different, are changed. When I mature, I become different. My perspectives change. My ideas change. My concepts change. But God doesn't change according to the age. God doesn't change according to how we want, but God expects us to change according as he wants. That is the difference. Sometimes we think that we want to change God. We think that we can change God, but God doesn't change because He is Almighty God. He's an all-powerful God. He remains always the same. All He wants, all we have to do is we have to change ourselves. So today's the message is, how can one keep ourselves pure? What are the ways? There are 3 points that it is a little bit, for those who attended the Bible study, it's going to be a little bit of coincidence, but that is what the Lord taught me. How can you keep yourself? The first one you can see is here in the 9th verse itself, it says, by living according to your word. So the word of God is the most important thing for a Christian. The word of God is a manual of life. The word of God is the one where God has revealed Himself to us. Through the word we can understand. So the word of God is so important. When you read in Matthew, Jesus Himself said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. So this word, we have to take it very important. Any church which has to grow, any church which has to be of quality believers, the importance has to be on the word of God. Even in your own life, if you have to be a good Christian, if you want to be a person who pleases God, or if you want to even enter eternity, you should obey. This is the word of God. Nothing supersedes the word of God. Nothing is above the word of God. You may have visions, you may speak in tongues, but we are bound by the word of God. This word of God has a complete authority. So that is the reason why we people have to study the word of God. That is the reason. What is the importance of studying the word of God? The Bible in Psalm 32 verse 8, it says like this. One of you can read it just for, I could say and go, but one of us can read it for just to be a blessing. Yes, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. So what God is saying, through His word, God will give us instructions and teachings. You can get both these things from here. You can get what are the instructions from the Bible, what God requires you, and God will teach you when you grow or when you spend each day with Him. So that is what it is. That is why the word of God is important. The word of God, you can see the Bible says like this, the word of God is living and powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. So the word is so important that in some churches we can see there's only worship. There's no time for word of God. And thanks here we have a lot of messages. We have the youth message, we have the Psalms reading, we have a main message, we have Bible studies. Why so much importance? Because the word of God is the one which builds us up. Everything, not the emotional experiences, but it is the word of God that will exhort us. Here you can see the word of God is living and powerful. When Jesus was living on this earth, you can see that Satan came and tempted Him. And what did He use that time? He used the word of God. And when He said, away from me, Satan, what happened was Satan ran away from His presence. The devil will tremble at the word of God. So you and I, if you want to win over the devil, if you want to keep yourself holy, if you want to keep yourself pure before God, you have to study the word of God. You have to take His instructions and learn from Him. When you see, when this word of God, the English Bible, I do not know how many of you know this. When you see the English Bible, the initial Roman church did not want this Bible to be translated to English. And there was one person called John Wycliffe. John Wycliffe, I just give you a small illustration. In 1380, he started translating this into English from the Latin Vulgate. And what happened was, he was a theologian, he was in Oxford in England, and he he translated certain portions of the Bible into Latin, from Latin to English. And the Roman church was so angry with that, that after he was dead, they took his bones from the grave after 44 years. They crushed it and dispersed it in the river. That was how the Roman church, the Romans were so angry, not the Pope, the Roman church was a Pope, and all those were angry. And then you can see there was another person after him who came called John Huss. John Huss, what he did, he was a follower of Wycliffe. And what happened is he was promoting Wycliffe's because he was against the church that people should have the word of God. They were not, the Roman church, the Pope at that time was not allowing that. So what happened is he started distributing. And do you know what happened to John Huss? He was burnt alive. And how did they burn him was they used the manuscripts of John Wycliffe as a kindling fire to kindle that. So indirectly, for the word of God to be in our hand in this English language, there are people who sacrifice their life. And when he was dying, he said like this, John Huss said like this, in 100 years, God will raise up a man who will come and who will cause a revolution. He said, he prophesied and he died. People just took him like that. But exactly after 100 years, if you see the history, in 1517, you can see Martin Luther came up and he wrote the 95-point thesis against the Roman church, and he put it at the church at Wittenberg against the Roman. And that's how we are getting the Bible. So you should know that there was Satan was always attacking the people from getting the word of God. How privileged are we to have this word of God? Not only in English, we have it in many languages. But so it is our duty. Why I just said that is people paid a price for us to receive the word of God. It was so inspiring for them that they did not consider their own lives. Like John Huss, he did not consider, he was burned to death just for translating and propagating the word of God. Can you imagine that? Can you believe that? But now we have the word of God. So it is our responsibility. That is what God desires. When God wants us to keep ourselves pure, is by reading and understanding and going into the depths of the word of God. And second thing what you should do is, you see that you should acknowledge the need of a savior. If you want to lead a holy life, you should always acknowledge that you need God in your life. The reason why you can see, when you see when Jesus lived on this earth, you can see, I will just take 2-3 illustrations from the Bible. When Jesus lived on this world, you can see there was a man, was a blind man. A blind man, he cried out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. He started crying out, and that there was a need for him. He couldn't see. And so he said, Son of David, can you have mercy? And the Lord stopped there and healed there. You can see in another instance, there was also a person who was having leprosy. You can see that he came, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me whole. So they were coming up and telling to Jesus their needs. They were acknowledging, oh, I have a problem. I have a need and I'm coming to the Savior, they are saying. And you can see in the instance of Lazarus, Martha saying, Lord, if you were there, these things wouldn't have occurred. So what all these things mean is, it means that they were ready to present their problem to Christ. Nobody is perfect in this world, including me or everybody. Everybody has sin, everybody has weaknesses. But to acknowledge that you have weakness and to go into the hands of the Master is important. If you have a problem, just concealing the problem and hiding it will not be a solution for us. What God expects us is, if the man with leprosy, if he had put a good shirt, maybe nobody would have known it. Or maybe if he had obviously no symptoms outside, you wouldn't know whether he has leprosy. But God But what he did was, he went and he said, "Oh God, help me." Similarly, God wants us. You don't need to go tell a man maybe. You don't need to go and tell your weakness to a person. But you have God who has went through all these things. That's why Jesus, when he was in this earth, it says like this. He suffered as a man. That he went through all temptations that we went through. And because of that, as he was victorious, we could be victorious. So what you should do is, you should submit yourselves to God. You should acknowledge what God, Lord, when I have a problem, I commit it into the Master, and you ask God for help. That is very important in our lives. We can see that if you want to lead a holy life, you should acknowledge that you need help, or from God you should understand. And lastly, I would like to say one more thing and stop, is you have to partner with the Holy Spirit. So to lead a holy life, it's important. The Word of God is important. The Master is important, but the Holy Spirit, which is given to us, you have to partner with it. One of the names of the Holy Spirit given in the Bible is, he is a counselor. He's a one who counsels us and one who leads us. You can read John chapter 16 verse 7. It says like this. John chapter 16 verse 7. It says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." So he said in one translation, the NIV translation says he's a counselor. The counselor word itself is, so he will counsel us. But what we have to do, but not only surrendering to God is important, you should listen to the voice of God. Sometimes it may be an audible voice. Sometimes it may be a still small voice in your heart that God is speaking. You have to partner with the Holy Spirit. That is how God can use you, and that is how you can keep yourself pure. When you are at a crossroad, not knowing what to do, and you are in a temptation, the Holy Spirit will remind you what to do. And when you yield to that, that will be a blessing in your life. You can see the life of every servant of God in the New Testament. Every apostles, they all partnered with the Holy Spirit. They had the Word of God in their life. They had the Master with them. They had the Holy Spirit with them. And what happened was, they had a victorious Christian life, you can see. That is what you can see. That is why when you can see in Revelation chapter 12 verse 11, it says like this, "They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony." How did this occur? It occurred because they were willing to partner with the Holy Spirit. You have to develop that intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Only when you develop that intimacy, the Holy Spirit will talk to you. Only when you develop that closeness, the Holy Spirit will direct you what to do. You can see the life of Paul. When Paul and Silas, when they were fasting, the Lord separated them into ministry. Paul, God was leading him to Macedonia. God led him to Macedonia through the Holy Spirit. Every step that Paul took, not only Paul, you can see all servants of God, that God led them to the Holy Spirit. In other words, I would just like to conclude is, what we have to do to keep ourselves holy, the one thing that we have to do is hold firmly to the Word of God. If you hold firmly to the Word of God, because if you do not know the Word of God, there will be many teachings there. There are many things the wind can blow, and you can be swayed and tossed about. You can fall off. But if you know the Word of God, which is deep planted in us, if you are rooted in the Word of God, and if you hold firmly, you can keep yourself pure. If you also humble yourselves and acknowledge that God, that you need help from God, you can keep yourself pure. There is no problem, there is no issues, no struggles that God cannot solve or God cannot deliver. Because the Bible says he is faithful to deliver you from all temptations. But you have to acknowledge. And lastly, you can see, by yielding you are heeding to the voice of the Holy Spirit, if you heed to the voice of the Holy Spirit, you can see that you will be victorious. That is why you can see in an old hymn there is, which says that, I do not know how many of you know it. It says, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some others to win. Fight manfully onward, subduing dark passions. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through. If you know, just you can join with me. I'm not a good singer, but still, I'd like to sing that song. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some others to win. Fight manfully onward, dark passions subdue. Look ever to Jesus, He will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Shun evil companions, bad language, disdain. Look ever to Jesus, He will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. So always ask the Savior to help you, and He is ready to carry us through. Thank you. God bless you with these words.
Thank you, Raju brother. Today we heard from Raju brother, how can a young man